other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It's already Wednesday, the 28th day of July, 2004, and we have Eric Hufschmid of Painful Questions and Painful Deceptions coming up to talk about the 9/11 Whitewash Commission in the second hour. In the third hour, I have a producer for a Colorado Denver radio host who had the story on their broadcast today about a woman whose child is sick in the hospital, and she told the child to pray to Jesus and that God had the power to make him well, which doctors will admit. Even if you don't believe in God, it's just the belief that you're going to get well is many times half the battle. And the social services told them, don't you do that. We'll take your child from you. You do not tell them that. And we've seen other cases of this. This is all part of the new mind control freedom here in the United Communist Republic of America. I haven't watched much of the Democratic National Convention, but I got told yesterday that Bill Clinton on Monday night had said, you know, we're getting rid of police and arming the people, and that's bad. And I went and actually found the quotes where he said that, and then I remember the quotes he told USA Today that we need to confiscate the guns, and there's too many guns out there, and just unbelievable. I mean, just reminds me of how much I can't stand Bill Clinton, and I can't stand the Democrats. But again, they're just puppets too, folks, just like George Bush. But I tell you, when I start seeing stuff like that, it makes that argument of my Republican friends of, see, how to go with George Bush. Can't not support George Bush, or the evil Kerry's going to get us. Folks, Republicans attack certain liberties and get one side of the equation done for the globalists, and the Democrats go after the other side, and they tag team us, and it's staged, folks. It does not matter. But watching some of the convention, reading the text of what they say, it is just unbelievable lies and propaganda and I don't know. I mean, have you been watching the Democratic National Convention? I mean, this theater and the Republican convention's coming up, and really it's all theater to train us how to live in a police state and to sell us on the idea that the First Amendment's evil and has to be inside a cage with another cage with M60 machine guns aimed at the protesters because they're so deadly, they're so dangerous. They're more dangerous than a wild tiger, a fire-breathing dragon. Got to have swarms of helicopters and armored vehicles to deal with them. The feds haven't had provocateurs, though, do anything yet. We'll see if that happens. So we'll discuss that. We'll also have wide open phones. We'll go to your calls early in this first hour. I've been doing a good job of doing that, going to your calls early. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Michael Moore's going to be in Crawford tonight. Crawford, Texas, $8 a head, packing the sports stadium. Well, they're in the parking lot of the sports stadium. Bush's Hollywood set where he acts like a cowboy and cuts brush. But Moore's going to be out there. And I don't know. I may go up there. I'm not sure yet. But at the same time, we found out that the telecommunications meeting to go after Access Television in Austin is this afternoon at 3:30, and no one was told about this, of course. But we found out about it, so we'll talk about that as well. It affects everybody nationwide. And there's just so much other news, another horrible suicide bombing, and we'll cover that as well. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. We'll be right back after these important messages.
Yeah. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, my friends, thank you for joining us on this live Wednesday edition. Coming up in the second hour, we're going to have Eric Hupschmid on the broadcast. And Eric Hupschmid, of course, is a documentary filmmaker and author concerning 9/11. He's a software engineer in his day job. And he's very astute, very well informed. We'll be going over the 9/11 cover-up commission. Then in the third hour, we're going to have Chris Bernard, producer of Denver's Peter Boyle Show on KHOW, to talk about a story they reported on of a woman who has a very ill child, and she told him Jesus can heal you, God, you know, God loves you, have faith. Which, again, even if you don't believe in God, doctors will tell you that believing you're going to get well is half the battle in many cases. So scientifically, it's a good idea. And I also believe in it spiritually. But the CPS told them, you're going to get in a lot of trouble. We may not let you see your child if you don't shut your mouth. You understand us? And we've seen children taken because their parents read the Bible to them and the school considers that to be abusive. I mean, just type that into Google and mainstream news articles will pop up about how wonderful all this is. We don't think the mainstream media so much lies, they certainly do that some of the time, as they do spin. They'll just say the most horrible thing is good. Oh, we're going to give you a vaccine that ruins your receptors in your brain for pleasure, but you won't be able to get addicted to drugs. It's good. You know, oh, we're going to put fluoride in your water. Yes, it's deadly, but it's good. You know, it's just, it's we're going to take your freedoms. It's good. We're going to confiscate your guns. It's good. So that's the spin. I mean, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, it was mainly lies. And then the media about 5 years ago shifted to mainly spin. An example of that is the Bilderberg Group doesn't exist, only insane people talk about it. It's a code word for anti-Semitism and terrorism. And then now the New York Times, okay, the Bilderberg Group is real, runs the planet, appoints vice presidential candidates, submit to it, it knows best. Bohemian Grove doesn't exist, only insane people talk about it. Okay, it does exist, and the Christian conservative leaders are shipping in male prostitutes. It's no big deal. If you're against it, you're still bad. So, you know, this is the type of stuff we deal with. What do you think about it? All of it. 1-800-259-9231. Last night I went out to dinner with some friends trying to decide what to do about the attempted shutdown of public access TV in Austin, the oldest and most respected and most award-winning facility in the country. And one of my old neocon friends, George Woolley, was there. You've heard him on the show. And George was going, did you hear Bill Clinton? He said, well, you know, Bush is taking cops off the streets, and Bush is giving guns to the people. And I said, he really said that? Because Bush, I mean, because Clinton has said things like that in the past. And sure enough, I went and checked the transcript, and he did say that. So, and, you know, there was George trying to convince me, see, you gotta join Bush. You got to join Bush. Folks, Bush and Kerry are cousins, members of the same group, tag-teaming us. The Democrats carry out one part of the agenda, the Republicans carry out the other, and in between them, they, you know, catch us in the middle. Kind of like what, Thrasher sharks will do. Two of them will get together and go in these circles, and the circle gets smaller and smaller, and the fish all get a little bitty ball, and then they just dive through the middle of them. And so that's my goofy analogy of it, but I don't know. What do you think about the situation? Because I did watch some of the convention, and it makes me so nauseated to look at these people posing as if they care about us, and they're not elitist, and they're good, and they're going to fight for freedom, and, oh, we need a big domestic CIA, though, Kerry says, and he agrees with Bush on that. And I'm going to be disgusted by the Republican convention, but because they'll say the right things, then, of course, in action, do the wrong things. So if you've been frustrated by this, if you want to talk about the speeches you've seen the last 2 days, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I got to tell you, though, that they say this has the lowest ratings ever for any convention. People instinctively know it's a fraud. People instinctively know there's not a real choice. I mean, I'm no fan of Howard Dean, but at least he was a real candidate. Another Yaley, though. And if he'd have been the presidential candidate for the Democrats, oh, you'd have high ratings. But not for long devil John Kerry. You're just not going to have that. Oh, by the way, the Austin American Statesman today is reporting that 17,000 plus children in Austin, that is a large percentage of the school children, are refusing to take vaccines. And Fox News yesterday was saying, it's the law, you've got to take it or you can't go to school. That is a complete lie. There are two state laws in Texas, and it's the same way around the rest of the country. Only place where they want to make you take shots is District of Columbia, D.C., and that's all held up in lawsuits. They have a waiver in every principal's drawer. They have it at the health department. By law, they have to give it to you. Conscientious objection, religious objection, moral objection to the shots. But they're on TV in the newspaper saying you have to take it, you have to take it. I mean, it is just lying. And why are they so concerned? Why will they spend millions of dollars to have campaigns in even medium-sized cities to make you vaccinate? Millions of dollars to get fluoride in your water? Because they care so much about you, folks. And I tell you, that's why they want to shut down access television in the city, because it's not just some puny access station. No access station will be puny if you will use it for a year or so and talk about real issues. It will get number one ratings. Again, I'm not bragging. It's an example of the truth selling, of how we have a chance to defeat the New World Order if you'll take action and be leaders yourselves. Many of you smarter than I am, more articulate. I've won Best TV Host in Austin. I've won Best Radio Host in Austin. I've won Best Website in Austin. The first award I won was Best Looking in Austin. I don't win that anymore. Basically killed myself working 18 hours a day. But I've won all the awards in the Reader's Poll, and it's a big deal in the newspaper. And I've won the Reader's Poll even when the editor has a full page attacking me in the issue for voting. Don't vote for Jones. He's bad. He shouldn't be a leader in Austin. You know, this is wrong that he's a icon in Austin. I saw Lewis Black, the editor of the Chronicle, a few weeks ago at a party I went to, a media thing, and he wouldn't even talk to me. But the point is that that's a benchmark that the truth is selling, and so they want to shut it down. And, you know, I go from radio station to radio station, commercial stations in Austin, and for a time won't even be on the air because they're always buying and selling them like baseball cards or something. But I always, after a year of being on the radio, get great ratings. In a few books, I've gotten the top ratings in Austin. I mean, against music, everything, which no other talk radio can do. And why is that? Because I'm just a normal guy who knows what I'm talking about, and I lay it out. But let me tell you something. They get rid of Access TV in this city, folks. The tyranny is going to flow. It is going to flow. And the lady that fought to keep the Patriot Act in place in Austin, who we defeated, Beverly Doggerly, is the one spearheading this attack on Access TV. And at 3:30 today, we have a press release on Infowars.com. The telecommunications meeting is going to take place, and it turns out it's been in action for a while to take over and start the shutdown of Access TV, and we just learned of it. Well, I heard about it over a month ago, but they kept telling, oh, it's just foggy, no details. None of that was true. And again, you're a national audience. You're saying, why are we hearing about Access TV in Austin? The point is that they don't want you to have any free speech. And while Access TV is still in your city, I suggest you go get your own shows, you put films on, you use it. Because that's the main reason that 17,000, used to it was hundreds, refused to vaccinate. 17,000 plus are refusing to vaccinate. And so the newspaper and the TV station, just the two I know of, the Statesman and Fox locally, are saying it's the law, you got to do it. And that is not true. It's all color of law. It is not true, but they don't care, and the schools will lie and say, you got to do it. And the people will perish for lack of knowledge and be forced via color of law into doing it. And again, the vaccines are full of mercury, number one admitted. The CDC admits it's brain-damaging children, autism up over 1,000%. 20 years ago, 1 in 25,000 had it. Now it's more than 1 in 1,000, and the new numbers, the early numbers are coming out that 1 in 168 are going to have a brain disorder. And if we're able to warn people, they won't go along with it. But if we're not able to warn people, they're going to be damaged. So this is life or death. These are lives we're talking about. This is why I'm always got so much energy and so concerned, because I realize what we're wrestling with. I realize the cost. I'm concerned. I have a moral obligation. I have this feeling of intense duty, of drive. And I'm just a normal person. I'm nothing special. I got my own problems. What scares me is that so many people feel like they have no responsibility to even know the facts of what's going on. We'll come back, get into the bombings and all the news, and take your calls. 800-259-9231. And again, PrisonPlanet.tv is the new website. Be sure and check it out. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
My family's breathing easier, and now you can too. Hey folks, Michael Trudell here to tell you about the Biozone Air Purifier. The Biozone Air Purifier is not a filter system. It works at the molecular level, finding the small bits of dust, allergens, and other particles in your air into clumps that are too heavy to float. They fall harmlessly to the floor to be literally swept away. Nothing escapes. The Biozone Air Purifier also kills virus and bacteria germs and totally removes odors. Out on the farm, we have several cats and 2 big dogs, so pet odors can be a concern. But like the odors from anything else, simply gone. Smoke? My wife and I don't, but several of our friends do. Our Biozone air purifier clears out that smoke literally within minutes. I use it myself, and I'm telling you, your Biozone air purifier will improve the air in your home. It even comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee and free shipping. Call toll-free 888-88-MY-AIR today. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Or visit www.purifymyair.com. That's purifymyair.com. Order yours today, and you'll get a bathroom ionizer, a $40 value, free. Get your Biozone air purifier today, and you'll be breathing easier, too.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, again, Eric Huffschmidt coming up to talk about 9/11 and the 9/11 cover-up commission, the crime commission. Then we'll delve into the mind control of social workers in the third hour and the incredible things that are worse than what we saw in the Soviet Union. Coming up a little bit later, Iraq suicide bomber killed 68 in a massive car bomb tore through a crowd of Iraqis trying to enlist in the police force Wednesday, killing at least 68, CNN reported. Police said the bomber drove a Toyota minibus into a marketplace near a police station as would-be recruits lined up outside and detonated the explosives. Among those killed were 21 passengers on a passing bus. Just horrible. Also, Sudan says Darfur rebels kill 1,460 since April alone. The future of world trade is in the balance. This is from Herald Tribune. FBI targets Colorado activist. College student pepper sprayed for taking a phone call from her mother at a movie. Associated Press. Well, I think that's good. No, I'm being selfish. I can't stand the people that have the conversations in movies and talk, and it's like you were raised in a barn or something. By the way, I've talked to these people before and said, please stop the conversation. They've started fights with me. And, again, I'm not going to take sides in this, but it says they got smart with the police, and so they pepper sprayed him. They said, I'm just making a phone call here. It's important. And the cop pepper sprayed her. I'm sorry. You don't know the frustration I've had because I like movies and I can't seem to go to them anymore because people act like a bunch of monkeys in them, a bunch of crazy monkeys. I mean, it's so loud in a movie theater now. You'll be in an R-rated film with about 15 babies screaming. Anyways, maybe the police use excessive force. I just know this type of person, and I can imagine what went on. Didn't beat him, didn't torture him. No, that's what we're against here. But supposedly got in the cop's face, so they pepper sprayed him. I don't know. Maybe the cop was out of control. I just have the M.O. on these type of people. All right, we'll get to your calls here. I said we'd have wide open phones, and we're going to do that right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Brett in Colorado. Brett, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning. God bless you, Alex.
Well, thank you. What's going on?
Well, I got a comment and a question for you. First of all, it makes me sick to hear about them people trying to stop the woman from telling her child to pray. And I want to encourage all your listeners to pray fervently every day for our country because it's the most powerful thing that we can do. And on a local Fox channel this morning, one of the headlines was a malaria vaccine suspected of causing two soldiers to push Iraqis into river. Have you heard anything about that?
Oh, yeah. They admittedly, and they've now, I believe, indicted them. They just for fun threw two young men in the water and wouldn't let one out as he drowned, and they laughed and enjoyed him as he died. They had a celebration.
And now they're saying that the malaria vaccine is causing that.
Well, that's the big excuse. I mean, we had four Delta Force members last year come home from Afghanistan and murder their wives and in some cases other family members. And then when the police pulled up, one of the Delta Force guys was flopping around. They described it as demon possession, flopping around, screaming, having a temper tantrum. Yes, some evidence shows the particular malaria vaccine can cause violent outbursts, but no, it doesn't cause you to drown somebody and laugh about it. It causes angry outbursts. And, did the malaria vaccine give the troops the orders to run over people's cars with tanks if they're caught stealing firewood or to arrest families and torture them? No, this is a mindset. You know, it's like in Michael Moore's film, which you can't ignore. They have them playing death metal music about burn, slaughter, death, Satan, death. And they play this on the loudspeakers with 666 on the tanks and human skulls as they blow up innocent villages. And they admit that. It shows them laughing with pleasure as buildings burn and the troops going, yes, I love this heavy metal.
Well, my question was, I was wondering if this malaria was a test for mind control itself.
Well, that could be a cover story. They admit that they've been testing aggression drugs on troops in Afghanistan and Iraq, and that they then give them amnesiacs after they go out and do the missions. So there are tests going on. I don't know. But no, this is the gang mentality. We always hear about gang members. You know, 18-year-old gang members grab the 12-year-old kids and drown them for fun or throw them out a high-rise building.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just gang member activity.
And we're just supposed to accept that now.
That's right. It's all part of freedom.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Hey, I appreciate the call. I don't know. It could be the malaria medicine. Any excuse why our troops wouldn't act like that. They wouldn't drive around worshiping Satan, would they? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The sun is getting brighter and the days are getting longer. Summer's just around the corner. What are your plans for it? Fishing, gardening, camping? I'm sure you'll spend more time enjoying the outdoors. And I'm sure the ticks and mosquitoes will spend more time enjoying you. It's not just itching and scratching we have to worry about. Now there's incurable illnesses like Lyme disease and the West Nile virus. DEET is proven to keep the bugs away, but it's also proven to cause brain damage in laboratory animals. That's not a choice I want to make, and I don't have to, thanks to Natural Answer, available at naturalanswer.com. You'll get a 100% natural, DEET-free insect repellent formulated by a mother concerned with the well-being of her children. Natural Answer remembers our beloved pets as well. Visit naturalanswer.com for your dogs, cats, and livestock, too. Make the right choice. Choose all natural, DEET-free Natural Answer for your family this summer. Visit the web at naturalanswer.com or call 254-235-8747. That's 254-235-8747. Call today.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul tastes like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's continue rolling with your phone calls, and we got two guests coming up. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, you're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Alex, how are you doing?
Good.
Quick, how's your cousin doing over there in Iraq? I send him some positive energy every day. I hope he's doing all right, as all the troops that are waking up over there.
Well, my cousin's been in the Army for 18 years, and he's Special Forces, but now he's more in logistics and supply as an officer. And he's actually in Austin merging the U.S. Army with the National Guard and the APD at the old international, well, the new international airport, the old Air Force base. So, no, he's here in America now.
Oh,
and,
he's back.
And he's the one that was told that he was getting the microchip.
Oh, interesting. You were talking earlier about the vaccines and how Fox and the other place, the other newspaper was on top of this story saying that they had to get the vaccine.
Yeah, 17,000 plus, front page of the Statesman today, 17,000 plus children are not vaccinated. And so the TV and the newspaper are going, you must do it, it's the law, you have to do it. It is not the law, and they full well know that, but they're panicking because they're losing control. Go ahead.
Right, well, it's interesting to note that, Fox is very connected to Monsanto. And a couple years ago down in Florida, there were two reporters that were actually fired from a Fox affiliate because they were trying to expose some of the truths involved in the use of BGH, the bovine growth hormone, in the Florida in the cattle business. Down there.
And Monsanto's got a pharmacological vaccine division. They brought us aspartame when Rumsfeld headed it up.
Oh, sure did, yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. And they don't want us to have our own TV channel we've had for 31 years in Austin, and that I've been on for a decade, and now they're trying to shut that down.
I say it's time we start using the Patriot Act on them and take a look into their records. Especially the ones involving the short selling of the stock. I'm sure that all can be figured out by if they just let the real people, the right people look.
Well, it has been tracked back to CIA.
Bugsy Krongard, right? Wasn't that the...
A bunch of people in the CIA, yeah.
I was checking out one more thing, too. I want to talk about on a Microsoft Nazi broadcasting company this morning. They were talking about the obvious police state that was going on in Boston. And just nonchalantly, they're saying, like, well, you know, people have gotten used to it at the airport. Now they're just going to have to get used to it here. And it's just so much exactly.
Well, that's
like
what I said in The Road to Tyranny, is it's going to be the airport, then the buses, then the cars, then the roads, then our homes. And you know, the cops say, hey, let me search your car. What do you have to hide? Well, if that attitude will then go to the house. Hey, let me search your house without a warrant. What do you have to hide? And now it's happening.
Right. You're absolutely right. Keep up the good work, and we'll be listening.
Thank you. And I guess by Microsoft Nazi Broadcasting, you mean MSNBC, with beady-eyed turkey brain up there, Mr. Ultra-Liberal, what's his name? Scarborough. Beady-eyed possum country. Let's talk to Jonathan in New York. Jonathan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to bring up the issue that he was also talking about. Privacy issues in the internet. Something that's like a real big issue that we've been talking about, me and my friends in the internet, basically, in forums. Now, we just found this out about a former AOL employee. He's told us that AOL has if you notice the icon and the name, it's a huge anti-privacy. They just totally steal your identity. They just use it and put it on a record. And it's something that's been going on for years since it started. It's not slow because it's just slow. Slow because they back up your cookies and everything back on their server. You know, for future reference.
Yeah, it tracks and traces everything you do.
And I want you to... Just if you could look at the icon on an AOL. What do you that triangle?
It's an all like seeing. It's an all seeing eye, sir.
Yeah.
AOL is an all seeing eye. Time Warner's an all seeing eye. CBS is an all seeing eye.
Yeah, and if you notice, they changed it from you know the triangle on the dollar sign with the eye. They changed that because they knew that would be just that giveaway. They put this little friendly sign up and America Online. Think about that name. Just that giveaway.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Mary in Texas. Mary, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
This is my first time to call, and I've only been listening to you for the past 6 months. And while I don't always agree with what you say, I really appreciate the perspective that you give, and I'm glad you weathered the tornado the other night. The reason why I was calling, I had several things. I wanted to ask you about this hearing that's going to be held today at 3:30 in Austin. I was trying to keep track of when that hearing was going to be held, and I kept reading what I assumed was the paper of record for notices, which would, I guess, be the Austin American Statesman. And I didn't see anything like that, and I thought they had to provide reasonable notice.
Well, they've been having little meetings that no one knew about for months, but we learned of this one yesterday.
Well, isn't that against the law?
Well, no, it's been on the city's website.
Okay.
I have the city printout here in front of me.
Are you going to go, or are you going to try to just go to the Michael Moore thing? I mean, somebody really needs to be there, and yes,
oh, I think I'm going to go to both, probably.
Okay. Well, good. I don't know whether it's the, you know, the first I've heard of it, and I don't know if I'll be able to make it, but... It is an important issue for everybody that's listening, so I hope they understand that.
Well, they have stuff like this at 3:30 downtown, so most of you can't come, but tell your boss, hey, can I take off for this to go speak at this city meeting? It's important, and you know, more important than, or as important as letting somebody go to serve in the National Guard. You know, all of this is our civic responsibility. And just eat a sandwich on your way and talk for citizens' communication at the start of the meeting at 3:30. Now, the bunch of us show up. They may pull something like covering other issues first, but it's listed
right, as
the first item on the agenda. And I tell you what, since you bring this up now, let me go ahead and read my press release and then cover what the city has to say about it for folks that just joined us. Anything else?
Appreciate that. Well, yeah, but I can always call back.
What else do you have to say? Go ahead.
The only other thing I wanted to ask you, I wanted to say two things really quickly. Have you seen the vaccination commercial where the coach is belittling the little kid because he doesn't have his vaccines yet? It's really horrible.
Where did you see this travesty?
This is on local television, and it's on local network affiliates, and it's a little kid comes into a gym and says, "Coach, I'm ready to play." And he's like, "You can't play. You haven't gotten your vaccinations." And the little kid has a little sad face, and he walks away. It's very sad.
Well, that's because they're panicking, because everybody, 99%, were taking it and enjoying their brain damage and enjoying being slaves, and now 17,000+ are refusing just in the elementary schools alone, so they're panicking.
Right.
And it's not going to work, folks. We just read mainstream news all the time about how deadly it is.
Exactly. And the last thing I'll say, and I'll get at this real quick, I'm not in favor of global gun control, but I am in favor of some, and that would be assault weapons, and that's what Clinton was talking about.
Oh, come on. Ma'am, did you know assault weapons are used in less crimes than handguns and shotguns? Oh. And assault weapons is a term. It's a fully automatic weapon that can be shifted to three-shot burst, and that they list hundreds of guns that aren't even what you call an assault weapon as an assault weapon, and if they can ban one type of gun, they can ban them all. And I'm glad you're waking up to some of this, but you need to get the big picture.
I understand, and I'll say that community-based policing has worked in my neighborhood, so I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. That,
well, listen, I don't want to berate you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But I mean, let me guess. Have you ever taken a firearm safety course? You ever fired a gun?
Yes.
Oh, really? You have?
Well, yes.
How many times?
Well, I mean, thankfully, I've only had to fire one in the course itself.
Okay, but
I've not been in a position to have to use one, I'm not a hunter, but I have been hunting.
Do you have a concealed carry?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
But I used to. Let me just say I used to, and when I got the gun, I took a safety course.
Well, that's good, but listen to me for a second.
Okay.
Okay, a gun is a tool. Your car is dozens of times more dangerous. It kills you dozens of times more often. Your swimming pool is many times more dangerous. Many things are more dangerous. They've demonized guns. They're just a tool, and we need to get back to a gun culture because it's the bedrock of America. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
And I appreciate your concern. I'm glad you're waking up. But let me just read this article. This is a little press release that I wrote with my wife as I drove down the highway. I called it in to her yesterday, and it's on Infowars.com, and this affects everybody around the country because this is happening all over the place. Death of free speech, Austin institution to be savagely dismantled, the planned destruction of Austin Community Access Television. For months, the staff and board of Austin Community Access Television have been plotting to change the 31-year-old award-winning institution. These changes include turning one channel commercial, regulating and deciding which programming will be allowed on the channels, and turning over the channel to the decidedly failed Austin Music Network. These planned changes, contrived without the input of the many users of ACTV or the citizens of Austin, mean the death of an Austin institution and the end of free speech on Austin Cable Television, the last big venue. Over a month ago, Alex Jones talked to several of the ACTV board members as well as one of the telecommunications lawyers from the city. They revealed that the failed Austin Music Network was to take over part of ACTV's Channel 16, while Time Warner's new music channel, Austin Music Partners, will take over Channel 15, a non-access channel, formerly Austin Music Network. The two remaining channels, 10 and 11, will lose their free speech charter and be turned into city-managed channels with brand names like Inspirational TV and Free TV. ACTV board members admitted that programs will be chosen and monitored and controlled. This runs diametrically opposite to the stated mission charter of Access Television. Also against the charter is their plan to take one or more of the channels commercial with sponsorship. Board member Hill told Jones that there's also a plan to shut down ACTV building, which was constructed in the early 90s expressly for Access TV. And George Humphrey, city council member, former city council member, you've heard on this show, helped get that done. Jones has it directly from the board that commercial channels are maneuvering to gain access to the channels currently occupied by ACTV. They are doing this because the FCC is obligated to give them UHF and VHF transmitters if they are able to occupy one of the so-called lower-tier channels for a year. They've admitted that the small amount of community programming will be allowed on the access channels will be selected by them. They're conspiring with Time Warner and private interests like Telemundo of how the channels can be shuffled for commercial interests. The bottom line is this. Whereas in the 1980s they tried to shut down ACTV and were confronted with such an uproar that they were stopped in their tracks, they are now sneakily transforming ACTV into what will be unrecognizable, unrepresentative, and ultimately a planned failure. They are killing Access Television with a whimper, not a bang. Their goal is to destroy one of the last highly visible forms of free speech in Austin. A forum that has programs representing all Austin's community, from Democracy Now! To pro-life shows, to the oldest running libertarian show, to my show. Help save ACTV. Come speak out during Citizens Communication at the Austin City Council meeting today, July 28th, at 3:30 p.m. in room 304 of the Municipal Building at 124 West 8th Street. Help save Austin's free speech. And again, that's 124 West 8th Street in the Municipal Building at 3:30 p.m., my friends, in room 304. So that's room 304, 3:30 today at 124 West 8th Street. I certainly hope that you'll take action, and I hope that you'll fight for your access television in your city. I hope you'll use it. While it's still there, get your own show, get your own organization going. And we have said we're going to use Access Television to defeat the electronic voting machines, to have a recall election with paper ballots to recall the machines, and that's one reason I've learned they're moving against it right now. Again, the city's waking up to vaccines, to the toll roads, to the corruption, to the FEMA Center, to all of this, and they just can't stand it, folks. And I'm reading the charter and figuring out exactly the best way to have legal action concerning this. And so I hope to see everybody down there at 3:30. Just ask your boss, or if you're the boss, take part of your staff with you. And go down there, and citizens' communication is the first item on the agenda. And if you go to www.ci.austin.texas.us/agenda/2004/CCTI_07-2804.htm. I meant to get this linked in the press release, but it wasn't. Council Committee for Telecommunications Infrastructure, Notice of Regular Meeting, called to order, number 2, General Citizens Communications, and then Recommendation to Council on the Future Operation of Access TV. And that's being brought forward by Mayor Pro Tem Jackie Goodman, who's acting as the Trojan horse on this. And then the open Barabbas-like creature, pilot-like creature, Council Member Betty Dunkerley, who is actively going after the channel. She's the lady that just loves the Patriot Act. So, very, very serious situation. So bring your video cameras, come down there, be there about 3:20 or so, get signed up to speak and speak. I want to see you down there, ladies and gentlemen. It is so vitally important. Oh, boy. And then another announcement, Michael Moore, $8 a pop in a parking lot at the Crawford High School, 9 o'clock this evening. I suggest you get there hours before to pay your tickets and get up to the front. They're going to have a question and answer. Because I'll probably get shut down pretty quick when I ask questions about why didn't you talk about government involvement in prior knowledge. I hope you'll shout out the questions and the answers and bring your small video camera so you can shoot video of Mr. Moore's presentation. Give him some of his own medicine. So that's coming up in Crawford, Texas as well this evening. And yes, I'm going. That's it. I'm going. Yes, I'm going. Oh, just too much is happening. I never get to stop and breathe. I haven't even gotten to call my insurance company yet and deal with my total truck after my accident Sunday, but doesn't matter. This is an exciting life, always fighting tyranny, always in their face, always taking action, always getting the word out, defending our constitutional republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, defending the republic to the hilt. We'll come back and go to Paul and many others that are patiently holding. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. You're on the tip of the spear in the battle for the Republic against the New World Order. Race for impact.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're back live. Thank you for joining us. Got Eric Hufschman coming up, then later, the producer for Denver talk show host dealing with CPS threatening people who tell their children to pray that God can heal them in the hospital. The type of sickness we're dealing with is the out-of-control behavior by our rulers. Let's go ahead and talk to Mary in Texas. Mary, you're on the air. Go ahead. Or we already talked to Mary, I guess. I apologize. Paul in Delaware, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I called in yesterday, and I had spoke of, regarding a video called What Happened on the Way to the Moon, and I don't know why you mentioned this, but you said, yeah, there's been many ones about them faking the moon landing, Capricorn 1, and I don't know why you twisted that in there, so I wanted to ask you a question. It's three parts, so don't hang up on me. Have you seen any documentaries, like Was It Only a Paper Moon or What Happened on the Way to the Moon? Have you
Yes.
seen, you've seen them?
Yeah, well, I didn't twist anything,
okay,
sir.
Okay, well, I don't want to get in that direction.
Well, let me talk.
Sure.
Hold on a minute. You said I twisted something.
Well, I just heard you say something about Capricorn 1 after I mentioned a well-documented video of What Happened on the Way to the Moon.
No, I just said there's even been movies about it with O.J. Simpson.
Now, my second point is this. After I said that, you had said that it's debatable whether we went to the moon or not. So I wanted to ask you, since you've seen either both or one of these videos, what part is debatable?
It's debatable whether even it's an issue overall that you can prove either way. And I know people who work for NASA. I have friends who work for NASA. And what they told me is that because of the Van Allen radiation belt, they cannot get film canisters back. And they knew people wanted to see images, so they did indeed fake photos, and that's been proven. But they've got 30-year advanced technology from what they're even showing us. And people that say we can't go through the Van Allen radiation belt with a human, people that say that, you know, we're not going to space, people, I mean, they're just ignoring the reality. The government has space planes. They have all this advanced technology.
Well, I hear that. And I'll tell you, two things are debatable as far as I'm concerned. But first, I want to speak to this issue about the moon. You know, we're not in the 20th century anymore. We're in the 21st century. Back in the 20th century, we were taking trips to the moon like we were flying from New York to London. And all of a sudden, we're not going there anymore. And the reason why is because we're on our way to Mars. We're trying to get there. Now, that's the first part. The second part is it's a very important issue because you can't get through to them with the Kerry cult or the George Bush cult, but you can get through with that. The second part is something that seems very debatable is this stuff about your information, and I'd like to see the documentation on living forever and them trying to.
Well, I mean, I've got a bunch of publications where they say the elite are trying to develop this, and there's a lot of new medical developments, and the elite doesn't want the general public to have access to those resources.
Well, I really doubt that they're going to live forever, regardless.
Well, I never said that. In the film, I say that they believe they can. They're discussing it. That's their goal. They're trying.
But more importantly, I want to speak to this issue.
Tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to break. I'll come back to you in the next hour. Stay there, okay? I just don't like your comment about twisting. I didn't twist anything, buddy. And you kind of got an adversarial attitude. And that's fine. You're welcome to have that. I don't understand why. Before we come back to him, though, and then to Eric Huffman, who we'll call at the five after in the next hour, before we do that, just I want to spend a minute here at the end of this hour inviting you to go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil. Big discounts when you get three or more of any of the 10 films I've made. I carry a bunch of other great videos and books on tape and pro-gun t-shirts. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Big Brother doesn't want you to see this information. Get my films. Make copies of them. Get them out to people. Call right now. 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. All right, second hour, guest calls, just the news, everything. It's all coming up. Stay with me.
Introducing...